Odyssey. Zipping up their boots and going back to our roots on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Stuart Pink, and St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Weekdays at 3 to 6pm. Joining me in the studio right now is Peter Webb. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm lovely, mate. Thank you.
Good, good. You come down in a gorgeous sunny day, brought the weather with you.
Well done, mate.
Lovely to see you. So you've come in to talk about Brentwood History Tours. I'm very excited about this because I've got some questions to ask you all about Brentwood History.
Go ahead.
And I don't know much about it, really. So what does Brentwood History Tours do? It says what it does, what it says in the tin, I guess. But
Brentwood History Tours is just about showing local people in Brentwood or just Essex about their local town.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so I was just, showing people, obviously, how Brentwood started in the 12th century and about St. Thomas's ruins and mainly just learn about Ridder Hunter, who died in March the 26th, 1555.
Okie doke. Yeah. We'll get you to talk more about that in a minute because I know it's a passion of yours. But how did you get into your passion for history? Where did all this begin for you?
When I was about 11 years old, man, I literally, just fell in love, everything, just school taught me about history. I was fascinated by, the Bible. I was fascinated by Henry VIII and everything. And I just wanted to learn and learn and learn, watching programs, reading books, and it was just a passion of mine.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to Brentwood 5 years ago, I walked past St. Thomas's ruins, and I literally fell in love with that church. And I was like, I wanted to know more about this church. So I read books.
Amazing.
History books, so in the library, and found out about Ridder Hunter and more about more Brentwood, and every day I'm still learning.
That's the thing with history, I suppose, isn't it? Because you can't ever fill your mind with everything.
No.
There's always more to learn and discover.
Sometimes I'm not perfect, I'm not accurate, but I do my best and I know my dates, most of my dates, so that's what I do, but yeah.
So what was it about St. Thomas's Church that kind of captured your imagination?
It's obvious St. Thomas's was built around Brentwood, High Street. St. Thomas's Church, named after St. Thomas Becket.
Oh, right.
Who was killed by Henry II in 1220, if I'm correct. Like I said, I don't want to get most dates. I don't want historians to go, well, what I mean? But I do try and get my dates
right. Within a few years, yeah. That sounds right to me.
So obviously, he got killed by King Henry II in the monastery, because basically, St. Thomas was an archbishop.
Oh, right,
and King Henry did like that. So, obviously, basically says, can someone get rid of this priest? And there's three knights who took it literal and killed St. Thomas in the monastery, beat him to life.
They were a bit rough back then.
Yeah. So when the church was founded, built in 1222, they built St. Thomas's Church. Now, it wasn't the home church of Brentwood. It was the church in Southfield. I think it's St. Mary's, I'm correct, I don't know. But Southfield is like the home church, that's when you would go. St. Thomas was the church you just walked past, like a missionary church, when you just walk past, pilgrim, you just walk past, pray there, and then you leave.
Talk on your way to the main one.
But as Brentwood started evolving over the years, more popular, more like a market town, and it was actually used as a full church. But in 1886, it was turned to a boys' school because they built a new St. Thomas, the one we have now. The big one in the High Street.
Yeah.
So it stopped being used in 1889. It got finally got demolished and was used that one, the new St. Thomas's Church now. So it's just fascinating. And people, it's where Ridder Hunter got caught reading the Bible in 1555. And it's just got history in there. There's rumours of like an underground leaf this church where I tried to find information out. But I have. Yeah, so it's fascinating. It's just to find more about this church.
Amazing. So tell us a bit about William Hunter. Obviously, I know of William Hunter Way, which is not far from here.
Well, Ridder Hunter was 19 years old, and in 1555, under the reign of Queen Mary I, or a.k.a. Bloody Mary, we'll say.
Oh, yeah.
She was quite a tyrant. Now, her brother, Edward VI, and her father, Henry VIII, were Protestant. She didn't like the fact that her brother Edward was Protestant and she was Catholic, like her mother.
Oh, okay.
And when Edward died, age 15, she became queen. She only was queen for 5 years till she died. So basically, she made this country Catholic, under Catholic rule. And if you was a Protestant, you would get burnt at stake, burnt to life.
Wow, blimey.
Yeah. Really Hunter, 9 months before he died, he was a reaver in London. He got caught. Basically, his boss said, William, we can't have you because you're a Protestant. You've got to go back to Brentwood. Because of his being a Protestant.
Oh, well, okay.
He comes back to Brentwood, and he literally saw his parents, Robert Hunter, his father, his brother, and his mum, dad. And he went to the church, prayed with Bible, but got caught by Bishop Ackrill, saying, basically, you are a Protestant, you're a heretic, you shouldn't be doing this.
Oh.
So he was caught, basically.
Grossed him up.
And he, well, yeah, basically, yeah, grossed him up, yeah. Man, it's a good thing it wasn't today, been on social media and the news about this stuff.
It had gone viral.
But it's just, yeah, so when he got caught, finally got caught, he went to Newgate Prison in London. Oh. And for, I think it was there for 9 months, and 2 days in and 2 days out, he was in the stocks, given water, bread, and maybe walk around now and then. But each day they would ask him, you are a heretic, you are a heretic. He renounced it.
Yeah.
You might ask, why did Ridley Hunter not say about his parents? His parents were Protestants. Go, well, my parents, why not grass up his parents?
Oh,
but you wouldn't do that to your own parents, surely. You wouldn't go to your mum, well, I'm going to get burnt to the stake. Mum, parents should be doing
bringing you down with me.
Yeah, yeah, but no. He didn't.
Good man. So he didn't do that.
No. So finally, Queen Mary signed his death warrant, saying Ridley Hunter will be burnt to the stake 1515, March the 26th. I hope I'm not speaking too fast.
No, you're right.
And so, yeah. So when he finally got his death warrant, he came back to Brentwood, and he was kept in the Swan pub.
Oh, the Swan Inn.
So the building now is not how it used to be, but we know it was that kind of location.
Yeah.
That's one of the stories. And he was kept there. And 2 days before he died, his parents came down and his friends. But the story says that his parents never wept. They never cried over Will Hunter. His father was proud of him.
Oh.
And March 26th, Will Hunter finally gets burnt to the stake.
And where was that? Was that around here somewhere?
Near Wilson's Corner, where his mall is.
Oh, right.
So that's part of my tours is to show people where he got burnt.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give his last words out, because that's the idea of my tours, is when you go to my tours, do you see his last words?
Amazing. So do you kind of take people on like a sort of walk through Brentwood to sort of see these sites?
My tours start at the church. I talk about the church. I talk about how Brentwood started in the 12th century.
12th century?
Yeah.
Blimey. I didn't think it was that old around here.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Brentwood is called Burntwood. Burntwood means, in Latin, clearing in the forest.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Because Brentwood never started in... Brentwood started in Southfield, in the village in Southfield.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people came from there to make Brentwood as a market town.
They just expanded from there.
Yeah, and but it's always been a market town to this day. That's always have markets.
Yeah, yeah. So you go from there and you sort of tell...
Yeah, I take them to... When I do a walk and I do talk about more about the peasants, how they used to live, how they used to eat. I talk about the 1381, the Peasants' Revolt, how it's basically started in Brentwood, around Essex.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big history stuff.
Yeah, so that's what I talk about. It's just generally like... how people lived, how people, you know, done the stuff. I talk about the sugar hut, where I used to be known for the TOWIE.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't do TOWIE tours.
No, might branch out into that later.
But no, it's generally like people are shocked what things they see, what I tell them, and like, I never knew that. And
yeah, we were just talking off air, so it's fascinating when you go to a place a lot, or even if you live in a place, and you don't really know all this stuff.
Yeah,
and you definitely go on something like what you're doing and learn all, you know, you've got a passion for it, so you know this stuff and you've learnt this stuff. And to share that with people, I think it's really kind of amazing to walk around the same streets you walk all the time and then learn all this.
I see a lot of people never see these places and walk past Brentwood and go, oh, I've never seen that or never realised that.
Yeah.
Like when I take them to Ridley Hunter's Memorial, before I get a picture in the group, I let them just look at the Ridley Hunter's Memorial, take on the words, what happened that day, and just take it in.
Yeah.
When I do talk, I've done one tour where I talked about Ridley Hunter when he got there, where he got burnt, and I take it in depth, and I made a little lady, and one people cried to have a tear.
Oh.
I don't know if it's something that I, but hopefully, it was emotional, because it is a bit emotional, because he was young, yeah. And he got a road name after him, and he got a memorial, but that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do something special for him, and yeah. That's what I do.
Beautiful stuff. So where can people find out more about what the tours you do and book them or get involved?
So obviously it's Brentwood History Tours on Facebook. Okay. Literally it's easy to type, which is Brentwood History Tours. The first thing comes up, add me, and what I usually do, I put some dates down. You choose certain dates and you just say what time you'd like to start a tour. Tours start with £5 adults and it's £4 for children. So yeah.
Okay, cool.
So just bring your friends or family and just it's a lovely day to come out. 40 minute walk, up to 50 minutes walk.
Yeah.
Depends how many questions you get. But no, it's good having questions, and people do come to tours and say, oh, did you know about this? Do you know? And they give me information too, so I can go home and research that too, yeah. You know?
I guess if you go in a bigger group, more of you might have some bits of information you could share.
Or yeah, that's what's good about it, yeah.
Amazing. And you're sponsored too by somewhere you're going to be hanging out tonight.
Yeah. So I'm sponsored by the Brewery Tab in Brentwood. That's a lovely place to go to. Again, it's got history because the Brewery Tab started in 1855 by Phil Dunco. It was a merchant.
All right, yeah.
And a brewery and a malters. And later on, he stopped selling coal. So do you like history like me? There's loads of history pubs. There's the Essex Arms, 1855, that was a post office. So, you're interested in history, you like drinking, like me, go to these pubs and you would take it in. And say the Brewery Tab is a lovely place to have a drink, and they're friendly, and I'll be down there. And you want to know about history, I'll be down there sometimes.
Go buy you a beer. You tell us all about the pub. Amazing stuff. You were talking as well. We were saying it would be nice to get more children interested in the local history.
Definitely.
and sort of know more about the place where they grow up. Because I feel like when I was at school, I learned all about the Second World War and the Tudor times and Henry VIII and all that. But I never really found out much about the place where I'm from. Yeah. And it's nice to know the local kind of heritage and history.
I think that's a big thing I wanted to do about history tours, is promote it. And then after school holidays, do speak to schools, connect to schools and say, would you be happy, your history teacher, whatever, to come down my tours. It'd be free. Obviously, okay, it's free for schools.
Amazing.
No charge. And it's just come down and teach some kids about the local area. Do you know what I mean? And I do try to make it as fun as possible and not boring so they don't get bored. But I do my best. I make have a little bit of laugh, a little joke, make it creepy. I do add ghost stories.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
There's a few ghost stories in the swan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going to give much, but they do say Reader Hunter haunts the cellars.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Do late night tours in the swan. Yeah. We should make this happen.
Yeah.
Bring your own candles.
Yeah. I know.
Fantastic. It sounds awesome, Peter. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us all about it. A quick reminder where people can go to find out more and to book their tours.
Yeah, so it's under Brentwood History Tours on Facebook. So you see the dates. I mentioned some dates I've got free. Saying that I'm free tomorrow and Sunday for tours. So you can book up, just mention me what time you want to start, and we'll sort that, go from there and meet you at the church in St. Thomas's.
Fabulous. Awesome. It sounds great fun. So I'll put all this on the website as well, phoenixfm.com. People can go and click through to the links and find your page and go and have a tour. Let us know how you get on. Share some of them ghost stories with us.
Yep, definitely.
Peter, thanks for coming in. We'll see you soon.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Every 2 months it starts over. To lose.
in my head. Why am I so obsessed? Showing up, running violence, or invading my mind. It's the cruelest kind of revenge. It feels so typical.
Music from the brilliant Ella Faye. She's from a stone's throw from the very studio here in Brentwood. That track was called Haunted as Hell, and it's good as hell, isn't it? Amazing stuff. A huge thanks, of course, to the brilliant Peter Webb for coming in and joining us for a chat all about Brentwood history tours. You'll be able to listen to the full conversation again online at phoenixfm.com. A great way to spend an afternoon walking around the streets of Brentwood and finding out about the rich tapestry of history we've got on these very common streets. Be great, wouldn't it? So go along, phoenixfm.com, listen again to the conversation and find your link to book your tour.
Phoenix 98FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.